It's here. Welcome to episode one of the USS YAA podcast. My name's Ryan Gavin. I'm the president-elect of the United States Senate Youth Alumni Association's board of directors. Need a breath after that. Say that 10 times fast. We're very excited. We have a whole content calendar that will span at least a couple years, if not longer. We have interviews planned. We have audio history projects planned. This podcast feed is going to be the primary place now where we release interviews and really, really cool content with some of our most active members, our most engaged members, and some of our most notable members, former delegates to the United States Senate Youth Program, spanning the decades from the 1960s through the 2020s, some of whom have gone on to become members of Congress, members of the cabinet of the United States, federal judges, prominent academics, leaders in virtually every field and every industry here in the U.S. and across the world. We're very excited about this podcast project. This has been quite a while in the planning. We've been talking about it for a while. Now we're actually doing it, which is very exciting. This is just a little introductory episode. Going to try and explain what's about to happen, what's going to hit your speakers over the next couple of years. And we hope to release episodes on a monthly basis over the next couple of years. So if you have an idea for the podcast, if you'd like to be on it, if you have an idea for somebody that we should talk to or a subject to interview or something that we should cover, you can email podcast@ussyaa.org. That's podcast@ussyaa.org. Now, if you don't already have an account on our website, that's probably the first place to start, is to make a user account if you don't already have one on our website. That's where you can get the latest information on our upcoming events. You can reconnect with fellow alums, folks from your delegate class, and people that you may have not met yet. You can find out who's in your field, and maybe even if there are members that are physically close to you, if you'd like to conduct a small event on your own with some friends and some USSYAA connections, you can find out who lives where you do. Just search the online member directory on our website. Also like to just take a couple of minutes at the very beginning here and run through some of our biggest programs that we offer through the USSYAA. First of all, lifetime membership is granted to every former delegate of the United States Senate Youth Program. So if you attended USSYP, you're in. You're a member of USSYAA. The marquee event that we hold every March is our Alumni Weekend. More on that in just a moment. But the core programs that we offer every year through the association are financial support for our members who are pursuing higher education in the form of scholarships. Each year, the Rosalie Wynn and George Randolph Hearst Senior Alumni Scholarship in the amount of $5,000 is awarded to at least one member, sometimes more than one member, pursuing graduate studies with an eye towards public service. There are smaller scholarship opportunities available as well, most of which are funded directly from the support of our members. If you'd like information on how to apply for a scholarship from the USSYAA, or if you'd like to be on the reading committee to evaluate submissions, just click on Scholarship Info under Members at USSYAA.org. Other financial support programs available through our association include the new Alumni Summer Internship Stipend. We know it's expensive to be an intern. We know that food and housing costs and moving across the country in most cases can really take a toll. So we're happy to try and help as many of our members as we can. Applications for that program are open now. More information's on our website, or you can email Stephen Stacy, the liaison director, directly at liaison@ussyaa.org. The other core missions that we have as an association are to keep our members connected and to support the William Randolph Hearst Foundation's United States Senate Youth Program. The best way to stay connected with us is to start by making an account on our website and then by attending events if you're able. If you're not physically able to attend in person, we have many other opportunities to help get involved and to stay connected. Things like reading scholarship applications, joining the board, which are all virtual sessions. You don't need to come to DC to join the board of directors. Things like reaching out to former class members in your delegate class and planning events. Helping to support younger members by posting job opportunities that you may be aware of through your firm or your employer on our website. And our new mentorship program that just launched a few years ago at ussyaa.org. The mentorship portal on our website allows some of our younger members to connect with older, more experienced members who may already have a foothold in the industries or fields that they're looking to join. So if you're looking for some inside info about a certain school, a certain company, or a certain government agency, you can go to ussyaa.org/mentorship. And one of our members with relevant experience will get in touch with you as soon as they can. And if you're looking to be a mentor, if you'd like to share some of your expertise that you've developed over the years, or maybe the decades now, you can do that by signing up to be a mentor. It's a super light lift. Most communication is done over email, and it's a really, really cool thing. You can visit our website for more info. Those are just a few of the programs and opportunities that we offer our members through the USSYAA, and each year we're adding substantial offerings to the things that we do, we're expanding the ways in which we do them, and we're always looking for your feedback. That's our second mission. The first is financial support, the second is maintaining those avenues for communication, and the third is helping to support the United States Senate Youth Program. The best way that we can do that is for you to keep your profile current on our website by adding things like your LinkedIn profile or by filling out those fields to tell us where you're working now or the schools that you attended. That expands our network, and the United States Senate Youth Program staff frequently ask us who we might know in certain government agencies, who we might be able to reach out to contact for speaker requests for the delegate program each March. And of course, we're just interested to know where our members ended up, where you might be today. So please keep your profile current at ussyaa.org. Now, one of the biggest events that we host every year is Alumni Weekend. This is the centerpiece of all of the things that we do on our calendar, and this always happens during the first weekend of Washington Week in March. Sometimes it's in late February, but usually it's in March. This year, Alumni Weekend falls from Friday, March 6th through Sunday, March 8th, 2026. All the information that you need, FAQs, and tickets are online right now on the front of our website. This year's format is very similar to last year's. We're planning a welcome event on Friday in Washington, so if you're able to join us Friday evening, that's happening at Salazar with some drinks and some great food as we have a very informal welcome to catch up with some old friends and, of course, to make new connections. On Saturday, we're extremely pleased to introduce our brand new speaker series event. We've been talking about this for quite a while. It's finally starting in 2026. It's called the Alumni Exchange Speaker Series, where we're going to present three members for very short featured talks. Think like a mini TED-style talk. We'll get to hear from three members who have extremely diverse backgrounds. They're not all going to be the same. Then we're going to open the room to some questions and a little bit of an informal breakfast mixer, so to speak, before we head into our annual membership meeting. Our annual membership meeting happens every year in Washington, usually at the Mayflower Hotel, and in even-numbered years, our elections occur. This is where the general membership of the USSYAA elects board members for the board of directors. The annual membership meeting is important for a bunch of reasons. It's a great chance for you to come and see how the board works. It's a great opportunity to share some ideas about what you want the association to focus on, what you think our goals should be, and for us to report to you all of the things that we've been working on as a board. And if you're not able to physically be there with us at the Mayflower Hotel on Saturday, March 7th, we will have a link for you to participate virtually at ussyaa.org. There's an informal lunch planned right after our membership meeting, and then the United States Senate Youth Program has very graciously invited us again this year to participate in the Alumni Mentoring Event. This is our opportunity as alumni members of the USSYAA to meet the incoming class of delegates to the United States Senate Youth Program. This is usually the highlight of the weekend for most folks, and it's a very, very cool opportunity. Now, over the last couple of years, there has been an increasing level of interest in this event. And this is a good problem to have, that we have more people interested than can physically attend. So this year, at the request of the United States Senate Youth Program, we've had to limit the number of seats in the room to 30. So there will be 30 members of the Alumni Association invited to participate in the mentoring event. And starting this year, we're changing things up just a little bit. By pairing the members that we invite to participate in this event with the interests of this particular delegate class in 2026. The United States Senate Youth Program staff have shared with us a list of the interests of the delegate class this year, and we'll do our best to pair our members who have relevant backgrounds and experience with the interests of this delegate class. So if you'd like to participate, we're asking you to register your interest when you reserve tickets for Alumni Weekend, and just provide us with a very, very short 1-2-3-sentence synopsis of your educational and your professional history so we can provide the broadest possible range of members for this event. If you're not invited to attend, we do apologize. It's absolutely not personal. We will make a note that you've asked to attend this year, and next year when we repeat this process, we'll try as hard as we can to get you in. For more information about this event, you can email alumniweekend@ussyaa.org or check out the FAQ post on our website. Then on Saturday evening, March 7th, we come to the centerpiece event of Alumni Weekend, our annual alumni reception and dinner event in Washington. This always happens on Saturday night, and this is definitely the event that you really want to attend. You can get tickets right now on our website and join us as we have a wonderful reception. We move into dinner with an awards program to follow. Traditionally, we present our big scholarships, we update our membership on some of the most exciting things to come over the next year, and we honor distinguished guests with our marquee awards, including the Rosalie Wynne Hurst Distinguished Public Service Award, the James T. Malloy Award, and others. We really hope you'll join us on Saturday evening in Washington. For more information about this event, you guessed it, It's on our website. And this year on Sunday, we're encouraging members to get together one more time Sunday morning for maybe some brunch or some breakfast, depending on when you have to leave, when your flight or your train might be. This is not a formal event. It's not anything specific. We just hope you'll be able to get together with some friends on your way out of town on Sunday. And then at 10 a.m., we're going to be hitting your inbox with some very special announcements to kick off the 2026 to 2028 term. That's an overview of Alumni Weekend. We really hope that you'll join us in Washington this year. And for any questions, please feel free to email alumniweekend@ussyaa.org. Now, coming up over the next couple of months here on the USSYAA podcast, our very next episode that will be posted will be our first alumni highlight interview. This is a very special one. The subject of this interview is a household name. He attended the United States Senate Youth Program from the state of Utah just a few months after the Summer of Love ended. Yeah, any guesses? Our liaison director, Stephen Stacy from Arizona, 2003, had the opportunity to sit down and record an interview with the one and only Karl Rove. That interview took place last month in January and will be presented here on the podcast before Alumni Weekend in March. The next several months are going to be very exciting. I'm excited to sit down and talk to John Blakely. John Blakely is the founding president of the USSYAA. He's going to share the history of the association, how it all got started, and we're going to go down memory lane and talk about Mom Hurst. If you're just hearing those two words together for the very first time, Mom Hurst, you probably want to click on the About Mom Hurst page on our website, or better yet, don't do that, and wait for the episode with John. That's going to be a real special treat. From all of us here at the USSYAA, to you wherever you are this February, thank you so much for listening. We're excited to share much more very, very soon. And thank you so much for staying connected with us. All 6,521 of us. Yes, we counted. And one last piece of exciting news. Next year, 2027, is going to be the 65th anniversary of the United States Senate Youth Program. And we have some very special ideas in store for how we're going to celebrate that milestone next year. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll stay in touch.